Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show. This is the new, improved, newer version of the Awaken to Happiness Now Show, the Activate Your Abundance Show, and the Create Your Life series. I decided to just take all my experience with everything that I've done, put it all together into the Alara Canfield Show. So what does that really mean? Basically, we're just going to have fun. We're going to have conversations. We're going to share techniques, tips, you know, clearings, processes, depending on who the guest is, all sorts of stuff. And so all of the shows will be on Zoom. And I already know some of my previous guests is like, no, I don't like Zoom. I like instant teleseminar. Well, I like Zoom. I like video. It's very engaging. You see me exactly as I am, you know, and as well as the guests. Okay, so we're gonna talk, we're gonna have some fun, we're gonna laugh, because I like to, and we'll see what comes up. So if you have questions, for those of you who are live, please do post them in the chat, or you can raise your hand, and when we get to that point, you know, I'll unmute you and you can ask a question. So basically, this is for you, meaning you who is like, you know, on the spiritual path. But really, basically, anybody who has a question about what am I doing? Where am I going? This is not working. Something is not working. What? What do I do? Help.
Where is my path?
What is my path? Yeah, we get that a lot, right? So any of that and anything else, right? So who knows what kind of shows we're going to come up with as we move forward. You know, like I said, brand new version, whatever comes up. So today, for those of you who may be new and don't know me, I'm Alara Canfield, and I am a certified facilitator of Access Consciousness. I am a practicing shaman, sacred activations master practitioner, Reiki master, I'm sure other stuff, which is just not coming to me right now. So it's so lots of stuff, lots of tools under my belt, lots of things we can use to get you unstuck, get you shifted, get you moving. What is it that you want, right? So really be clear about that. What do you desire for your life? What are you creating? Are you creating your life, or are you just on automatic pilot? Ouch. Right? So let's see now. So our guest today, let me just tell you, we'll be having shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The time will vary, but sometimes 3 p.m. Eastern or 4 p.m., depending on what's going on in my schedule. But Tuesdays and Thursdays only, because you know what? I like to do other stuff too. You know, I have programs that I run. I have clients that I facilitate and see and all that stuff. So it's like, you know, stuff's going on. And I travel and, you know, fun stuff like that. All right, so today we have Mira Claire on. And Mira was on our show last fall when we were doing the Create Your Life video series. Oh, my goodness, had so much fun. Wow. And then she was supposed to be on again in this earlier this year, but then I was, like, going to India and just all sorts of stuff happened. And so we just could not do it. So now she's here with us. Yay. Thank you, Mira. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And so Mira is, Mira, can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself? Because I'm not going to read the bio. It's long. It's, you know, complicated.
At this point, I'm not even sure what it is. Yeah.
I know, right?
So my name is Mira Claire, and I am a seeker, like you, and have all those strange certifications and letters after my name. And I would say, in that sense, you know, a questioning human. As there's some of us that like to, you know ourselves better. And so I'm one of those. And I've studied a lot of different things. And most recently, well, I say, but like that's the past, I would say 10 years, I have been an Access Consciousness practitioner and a certified facilitator.
Awesome. So whenever Mira goes silent, I'll just pop in and say something.
I'm sorry.
You muted?
Oh, yes. How did they get muted?
I don't know.
That's hilarious. Okay, well, anyways. Yeah, so I'm a seeker, and access consciousness is my favorite tool, given that it is all about empowering you to know that you know.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, we do know. And sometimes we think we don't. I was in a conversation with somebody just earlier, a while ago, and basically it came down to, you know, it's like, oh my God, yes, you're right. You know, so I can't, you know, sometimes we forget that we know, or how much we know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. And yeah, exactly. We have all kinds of things. So I'm going to transition over into my house.
Okay, cool. So we're going to go together.
Well, the other thing I was going to just mention is I'm, you know, also an author and an artist and a mother, these sorts of things too.
Yes, we all play many roles and wear many hats, right?
Yes.
And today we are talking about the art of everything.
Yay!
Optimize your life. You know, and I love that this is the new conversation we're having in Access Consciousness right now about the difference between creating and actualizing. So a lot of times we say my whole last series was create your life, right? So it's about creating your life and then actualizing it. So do you have anything to say about that, Mira?
Oh, my word. I have a lot to say about that. For me, and the title of this is The Art of Everything. So for me, the art of everything, I'm an artist, and so I'm making a play on words. Mm-hmm. And art, broken down for me, is allow, receive, and thrive. And how do we do that? How do we do that consciously? I have a lot to say about this. I'm now gonna join. Okay.
Awesome.
Look, there's two of me. Hold on, I'm gonna put that one. Wait, am I unmute there? Okay, so I'm gonna unmute myself there. And leave this one.
Yay, getting all set up.
Yay,
made it.
All right.
Awesome.
Now I can be less distracted as if.
We're always, you know, there's always a lot of stuff going on at once, right? And as a humanoid, we like to have lots of things on the go. And so if you happen to start getting, like, I don't know, crunchies, like that is the word I like to use, it usually means there's not enough going on in your life. And so one of the things I've been asking a lot lately, because I've been feeling crunchy, is like, all right, what can I add to my life that will be fun for me? What can I add to my life that will create greater possibilities, or what can I add to my life that would be fun for me? I like fun, I like ease, I like creation. And also, what can I add to my life that would be fun for me and make me money right away?
That's a great question. Well, so what can I add to my life that will make me money right away? So a lot of people, I'm gonna keep talking, bringing it back to the art of everything. So I'm gonna go backwards. So thrival. We all say we want to thrive. We all say that we want all these things, and then might notice that they're not showing up in our life. So then those of us that are seekers, we wonder, wait, why is that? Why doesn't I've asked? Like, it is ask and receive universe, and literally it is that easy. Ask and receive. And so that second part, which is about receiving, what are you not willing to receive, is huge.
Yeah, and you posted something on Facebook just today or yesterday. Is what are you not willing to be?
I mean, yes, there's we can go everywhere with this. Well, I'll just say, just right now, my dog really wants to say hi to you guys.
Says, so cute.
She's adorable. So everything that this conversation has started to bring up for you guys, will you destroy and uncreate it? Times yes. a gazillion. Yes. And then the clear access consciousness clearing statement, good, bad, right, wrong, puck pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cool.
So for those of you who don't know, you can go to theclearingstatement.com to find out about the access consciousness clearing statement. And so because we are talking to an access consciousness certified facilitator today, we will be using the access tools.
Yes. Because they're amazing.
And other days I might not, but you know, when I'm actually talking to a facilitator, I will.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll say this, a little bit about the access tools is they work.
They work.
They actually work. And that's the second piece to this thrival is a lot of times, like I was saying, like, okay, you want something in your life and it's not showing up for you. Are you actually willing to do the work for it to show up? And anything that doesn't allow that, or for you to start really looking at that or notice where you're not willing, which is kind of like avoiding success, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, putt, all nine shorts, boys, and ooh. So let me just talk a little bit about, let's unpack that a little bit. Yeah, success.
Yeah, because I was going to say really quickly, what if you don't know what to do?
Yeah. Well, that's not your problem.
That's the universe's problem.
That's the universe's problem. And so everywhere where you're avoiding success right now, if you have a piece of paper or you... if you really want to do the work, because I'm really about doing the work. I'm a hard worker. I want to get this stuff done. I want to do it. So right now, write this question down. What's the value of avoiding success?
What's the value of avoiding success?
Mm-hmm. So everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it now?
Yes.
Ooh, good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shorts, poison meals, blah, 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 blah. So things start coming up, right? Like, well, so then you might go to like, okay, well, what are the, whose points of view do you have about what success is? Now, all these questions, you could take days to like go through, right? So you might want to revisit these questions if you really do want to do the work. So, so whose point of view is it that you are looking at success from? So what I mean by that is like, what points of view do you have about what success is, about what it means, what's going to happen if you have it, what it means to get it? So cool. All that is, will you destroy and uncreate all that now? Good, bad, right, wrong, puck pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yeah, I'm not writing down everything. So you all have to pay attention too.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure this is being recorded.
Yes, of course.
Multiple times. That's the thing with access classes. There's probably many things that I'll say that you won't hear. But if you re-listen to it and re-listen to it and re-listen to it, eventually you will be able to. Because what's going on is that we put a lot of unconsciousness and anti-consciousness around things so that we don't have to be totally aware. And that's kind of what we're doing with access, is we're unpacking the unconsciousness and the anti-consciousness that is keeping us from those things that we're asking for. So if you're asking to thrive or be in a state of receiving, this tool of destroying and uncreating everything that doesn't allow that is going to be your best friend.
And so what's the value of being unaware?
Very good question.
Right?
Well, yeah, what is the value?
Mm-hmm. You know, and so when I think about that, the first thing I get is, you know, oh God, it went in and out.
Well, right. Cause that's unconsciousness, right?
It was,
it's like, don't look at this. And then you're like, I can't remember what I was talking about. So when you have that feeling of like, oh, you're focusing on something and then you get distracted, that's the unconsciousness distracting you from the awareness, right? Mm-hmm. So everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it so you can have more awareness.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, online shorts, boys,
yes, and please. So it's about playing small, and it's also about blaming. I get about playing small and blaming something else, you know?
Right. Not taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's huge. So, what are you not willing to be responsible for? And everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, putt, online, shorts, and dance. And everywhere where you think that you have to be responsible, we destroy and uncreate that.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pad, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Can you actually be responsible for anybody or anything?
This is a huge one for me. So
we got your number.
Yeah.
Okay. Oof. Yeah, especially if you have children. I mean, those of you that have children, like, this is, you know, yeah, but I'm responsible for my children. Or you're not really. What you are responsible for is, like, well, from my point of view, is giving them tools to create their life with.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've given them a body and now that's pretty much it. But we think that we need to be responsible for people or that we want to care for or take care of. But really none of that is inspiration or empowerment. I'm all about empowering, like giving you tools, giving my kids tools, giving my dog tools, yeah, giving the planet tools, you know, like having tools to be able to actually create the life you would like to have.
Absolutely. So my tagline now for the new Laura Canfield show is inspire, empower, transform.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, so right now, everything that you guys, everywhere where you are avoiding responsibility and not willing to be like the adult in your life, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, bands. This also goes with like being like an adult with money. Like everywhere where you're not willing to be an adult with money, will you destroy and uncreate all that now?
Yes.
Right, wrong, puck, pad, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond.
Is anybody else getting fried or is it just me? That's my question.
All we have is one face and it's Renetta. Renetta.
Yeah.
Like,
I love it.
Yeah. Oh.
And Mary's Mary.
Show yes. Us her face.
Me too.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
awesome.
Well, I have that effect on people.
Yay. So especially the whole responsibility thing, for me, you know, I was like, I felt like I was responsible for my community, I was responsible for my clients, responsible for my whole family, you know, and yeah, kids of course, but everybody in the family, you know, the whole Indian culture.
Yeah, and your ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're responsible for that. I mean, like, yeah, devoted to, you know, like the lineage and keeping, you know, that the bloodline alive. Like, yeah, so many responsibilities. The weight on the shoulders.
Exactly. That's why my shoulders are always hurting. And my neck is always so sore.
Yeah. Get off my back.
Get bad, right, wrong, clap, pop, online, short, boys, and beyond. Who does that belong to? Not me.
Yeah. Well, you have to be willing to kind of look at the places that you don't want to look.
Yeah.
To change stuff like that. And So taking this question the other way, like, what are you avoiding? What responsibility are you avoiding? But are you actually willing to take responsibility for your life? Bam!
Well, I get a yes for that. I mean, I remember last summer I was in a call, in a class with Dr. Dane, and he called me out on it. And I was like, okay, you know what? Fuck it. Yes, I'm committed to my life. I am changing this. And since then, everything has changed, of course. You know, so yes, but you know, still, there's still some places where I'm kind of hiding.
Yeah. Well, and also you're a little bit further along with the tools and actually taking responsibility for your life. So good for you and everybody else that is still like, I don't necessarily, I don't know what's going to happen. I still want to blame it on somebody else.
Yeah.
Can you destroy it and create that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, putt, all nine turns for this. Mm-hmm. Gary's hands shake. My face starts to make funny faces.
me and my chair, I go back and forth. Back and forth.
Yeah. So yeah, are you willing to actually take responsibility for your life and living?
Truth. Everyone listening now, listening later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what does that mean? So are you actually willing to start making choices for you?
No matter what it takes.
No matter what it takes. And choosing, it's like choosing for your reality. There are certain things that each and every one of you knows and is the source of that nobody else knows. Are you willing to stand up for that? Cool.
Yes.
And anything that doesn't allow that to start showing up for you, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Cool. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, putt, all nine shorts, boys, bands. You are the source of something. What is it? And this question for me, it's about an energy, right? There's an energy that I am that nobody else is. Mm-hmm. And there's an energy that you are that nobody else is. Mm-hmm. And are you willing to start letting that energy shine and to fight for it?
What does that mean, the fight for it part?
Well, to fight to let it live. Mm-hmm. Like to let it thrive. To actually let the energy of who you be thrive. It's like, what are we talking about? So everything that is, can we destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Cool. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Because really, that's what it is. You are fighting for what you know, because it's not against this reality and it's not against anything. It is for you. So anytime anybody says, I mean, like an easy one is like, hey, do you want to come do this thing with me? And you go, and then all this stuff comes up like, no, I don't really want to, but I don't want to disappoint my friend, or, they're going to be mad at me if I say no. So fighting for you is fighting for your lightness, being like, hey, you know what? I do really want to say yes, but it doesn't feel light, or it doesn't feel good to me. And I have to honor that. Mm-hmm. That's a small example.
Yeah, but it's huge, you know, and that's a great example, because sometimes when you don't follow that knowing, you know, just things are not great. So, you know, like my daughter does that, for example, right? And she'll like, you know, mom, I was going to go to this party, but it just doesn't feel good. I don't feel like going. It's like, all right, cool, don't go, right? And then other friends of hers are going, and then she finds out stuff after the fact, you know. It's like, oh, thank God I didn't go. So, you know, sometimes you get this knowing of something, and honor that, right? Listen to that, honor that, trust that.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't know that, and they are trained not to fight for it, not to believe it, not to let that energy thrive, let that energy grow. We're always told that that energy is wrong and bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're also called flaky and wishy-washy, can't make up your mind, you know.
Right. Can't have, geez, can't ever
decide. can't count on you. You're not reliable.
Yeah, but what if that's all okay?
Yeah. Right. If it works for you, yeah. You know, right?
Well, usually, and a lot of times what we don't see is that when you're actually willing to choose for your lightness, it works for everybody. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't want to admit it in that moment and they want to be upset. Because like sometimes that upset moves people to having more of themselves, that sort of thing. But I want to go back to that, like being responsible for your life, making choices that are going to create more for you. Mm-hmm. And so right now, ask yourself, what am I the source of?
I got everything.
Yeah, and it may not be words. It might just be an energy. What are you the source of? And happiness, and anything that doesn't allow that to grow for you, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Cool. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what are you the source of that you're refusing? And everything that that is, will you destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
God. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
I love those refusing questions. It's like, oh, what am I the source of that I'm refusing? Oh. Because there's so many things that we refuse to be, right? And and there are so many things that we don't acknowledge about ourselves either. We refuse to acknowledge the greatness of who we be as well.
Yeah.
We automatically go to the wrongness. That's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of places I would want to go with this. But that first part about getting over your wrongness, I mean, if that for me is the access tools have really given me, has given me that gift. I used to be super depressed, and I know it's crazy. It's crazy to even think like how about it, but I'm not so much, I mean, like to think of who I was before I started doing access and who I am now, access has actually allowed me to be expressive, to be expressed and not depressing my expression. And so that these tools, as you start, if you use them, will start to unlock those places that you have, that you've locked away. So the places that you have decided is wrong and is bad, and the places that you have decided is like, I don't want to look there, it's too dark, that closet needs to remain shut. Or maybe you don't even know there's a closet there because it's been shoved away for so long. It's these things that we're afraid to look at that actually hold a huge amount of power of ourselves that we've locked away. So part of this being, like, what are you refusing to be? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to look in those darker places that are only dark because because of somebody else's point of view has said, don't go there, or that's wrong, or that's bad, or, oh my God, I can't believe you did that, or for whatever reason and whatever lifetime that you've locked that away. Will you now destroy it and create it and just shine light on it? We don't necessarily need to do anything, but we just shine light on those places that you're like, I don't want to look there.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Just shine the light. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
All right, so does anybody have any questions? Anything coming up for anybody? Yet? If you do.
I mean, I write your brains.
I know, right? It's like,
I will fry your brains, but I'm going to take you down a path so that later when you listen to this over and over, if you want to, you can follow it.
Awesome.
So I'm going to come back to this, like the tools of, like I keep saying, like, if you actually want to, if you actually desire to make a change, every day, sit down with, So I love the clearing statement, and I'm not sure, like, if everybody on this call does the clearing statement. It's very easy. It works really great. But if you have another way that you like to clear things, just do it. Like, use that tool. But sit down and do the work. Like, so everything that I've decided I am, I'm going to destroy and uncreate that. All the judgment I have of me, I'm going to destroy and uncreate that. All the judgment I have of me, all the projections of judgment that I have of me that I've picked up as mine, I destroy and uncreate that. I return that. All the judgments that I have. Okay. Anyways, everything that brings up, I destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, quick, foot, all nine shorts, boys, beyonds. So all the judgments that you have of you, we now destroy and uncreate all those.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, beyonds. Do you feel how heavy it is? Does it make, it makes you go like,
yeah.
So that's why I say, like, every day, sit down and do this. And as you do it more and more, it will get lighter and lighter and lighter. And then you'll be like, oh, all the judgment in me. Oh, there was like just one. And wait, that wasn't even mine. So that's what I mean by doing the work. So all the judgments of you, all the judgments that you have of you, will you destroy and uncreate all those?
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I've been
Yes. Cool. So all the judgments that you have of you from others.
Mm-hmm.
Will you now destroy and uncreate all those? Revoke, rescind, or can't renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate them all.
Yes.
Holy moly. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, fight, all nine shorts, boys, beyond. So all the judgments that you have of you from others. Will you revoke, rescind, or can't renounce, denounce, and destroy, and uncreate all those?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong. Puddle, nine shorts, poison me. Wait, one more time. All the judgments that you have of you from others, will you now revoke, rescind, or can't renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate all those?
Yes, whether you know what they are or not.
Right. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, puddle, nine shorts, poison me.
So Renata said, I got something like everything, what or whom I believe I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
everything, all those too.
What you think you are, will you destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Yeah, because I mean, from the accesses point of view, we're these infinite beings, right? We're infinite.
Yeah.
We're an infinite being.
So we would have no judgments. We would have no projections. We would, you know, not be limited in any way. We would have total awareness. I mean, we do have, but we don't tap into it, right? Because of these layers of judgments and layers of points of view, fixed points of view and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we could destroy and then create all those fixed points of view, that would be awesome.
Yeah, but you can't.
No, I can't. What?
No, it's too dangerous, or I don't know, you'll be burned at the stake, or you'll have to actually
explode.
The whole world will explode. You'll have to acknowledge, like, the God-like that you are.
Hmm. Everything that brings up or lets down for everybody, will you destroy and create all that? Time to Godzilla.
Oh my God, blasphemy.
Good, bad, right, wrong, podpock, online, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah, that, you know, it's like, let it all go. Cool.
Yeah, and what are you not willing to let go of? What identity are you not willing to let go of?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, puddle, and short spoils, meals. What's that face? Renetta, I don't know what that face means.
Destroy our source of thoughts.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Please. Yes. Thoughts are the lower harmonic of knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Thank
and
you.
And thoughts usually come from the mind, and the mind can only it's like a computer program. It's only programmed to do exactly what it can do. And I don't know if you know anything about programming, but programming is like a computer can only do exactly what it's told to do. Mm-hmm. So the mind can only do exactly what it's already done. And it knows it is a box system. So the mind can't really like have amazing thoughts. Those amazing thoughts that come from knowing, and they come into your being, and that comes from a being state, not from a, like, that doing lower harmonic state our minds are is actually what keeps us trapped.
Get out of the mind, lose your mind. I think there's a telecall series coming up on that.
I think there is. Dane is doing that. That sounds amazing. Yeah. So anything that doesn't allow you just to let your mind go. Oh my God, what would happen if you actually let your mind go? Like for reals, what would happen? Not all the stuff that's implanted for you to think about what would happen, but actually truth, what would actually happen if you let your mind float away? And everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine shorts, boys, beyonds. Fear is a distractor implant.
You know, the first thing that came to my mind was, that phrase, he's lost his mind, He's gone crazy. He's lost his mind. They put him in the loony bin, And it's like, some days, there are days when it's like, I think I should be in the loony bin. I think I'm going crazy. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, keep going. Are you willing to go that far?
Awesome, yeah. And out of control, right?
And out of control, yeah. The thing is that there's something just on the other side of it, and that something, if you allow yourself to go there, is actually ease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right now, would you lower your barriers? So lower your barriers that you have from your mind to your body. From your body to the earth. And lower your deep, deep barriers. And lower the barriers that are far, far out. And notice what is starting to happen with your body. Yeah, when you lower your barriers, do you actually become more present? When you lower your barriers, did you notice your body actually relaxed? How much energy are you using to create all those barriers? Oof, a lot. So everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, perfect. And everywhere where you think that your barriers are keeping you safe, we destroy and uncreate all that.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Oof. And all the lies that you've bought that the barriers keep you safe. Cool. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine shorts, boys, beyonds. Oh, I'll use that jails. How many jails are you using to create the E equals MC squared of barriers? The domination. I feel like I could say other words in there, but how? Yeah. Yes. And everything that is. We just try to create it.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine shorts, boys, beyonds. Woo.
So, before we did the barriers, I had this huge headache intensity that's been going on. And as soon as we started lowering the barriers, wow, so much more ease. Mm-hmm. So much more ease.
Ugh. Yeah. So this brings me around to the two things, allow and receive. Allowing and receiving to me are real similar. So when you lower your barriers, did you notice your body relaxing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you notice that there is like an activation or a movement of energy in your body somewhere that you weren't allowing for before?
Yeah.
Cool. So can you ask for more of that movement of energy? More of that activation of energy. Would you be willing to let yourself receive more? Cool. So when you're actually in this state, is there really anything
to do or to worry about?
Nope.
No. So this state is then the place where creation can actually happen and be actualized, because there's no barriers to receiving, there's possibilities. The mind isn't trying to figure anything out. So in this state, I call it a state, it's not really, it's a being, in this place, this energy of being that you're being right now, this being that you're being, then you can ask these questions. What would it take for my life to fall together? What can I create today that would make me more money now and in the future? What else is actually possible? And what am I the source of that I am refusing? Cool. Ah, yes. Did you feel that energy grow? Did you feel that like more?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So when you're willing to have barriers down, cool. When you're willing to have these barriers down and ask these questions, you're actually more connected with your body. Now, for me, it's my point of view that when you're more connected with your body, you are actually more connected with the earth, and you're actually more connected with being, and you're actually more connected with like communion with, there's more space for communion with everything. And it gets you out of this crazy reality, out of this mind-centered, mind-focused reality, and it allows you to drop in to what is actually real, what is actually available. The magic that's, and I say what's actually real, which is funny because a lot of people would probably think that that's backwards. Like, well, what is real is that I have bills and I need to pay my bills. But what is actually real is that that's not actually real. That's a made up concept that we as these humans on this planet have decided is real, but it's not. Mm-hmm. So everything that is, we just try to create it.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What are you the source of that you refuse to be? Cool. And would you be willing to allow yourself to start to explore that? What does that mean? Yeah, I wonder. I wonder. And this is where, like, the work, this is where I talked, you have to fight for it. So as an example, my family is having, one of my cousins is getting married. The wedding is about 6 hours away from where I live. When they first invited me, I was like, it felt heavy. I didn't want to do it. But I'm willing to do a lot of things that I don't necessarily want to do if it creates more. I knew that it would mean a lot to my mom, and I knew like the whole family thing, that means something to her, and I'm willing to do things that mean something for other people if it's going to create greater. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll go. And then my kids were like, oh yeah, great. Sounds fun. And then I was like, oh, okay. If they're in, I'm in. Mm-hmm. My kiddos, they just got out of school. They went on a trip. They came back, they're tired. They don't want to go. It's this weekend. Like, we would have to leave tonight.
Wow.
To get down there. And it just started, it started feeling heavier and heavier and heavier. And my kids are like, do we have to go? And I was like, well, I wonder what else is possible here, because we did say we would go. And for me, this part came up about like, well, I like to follow through with my words. Like, if I did say I'm going to go, I would like to go. And then there's that part in me that's like, they're going to think I'm a flake and that I don't really want, and that I, and now I'm just choosing from that flaky place. And, you know, like, why can't I be like everybody else and want to do this thing? You know, it's going to be really fun. Yeah. It's not like weddings are not all that fun for me. Mm-hmm. Family events are not all that fun for me. A lot of people are not all that fun for me. You know, and so it wasn't necessarily an honoring of me. So I started thinking about like, okay, well, how can I get out of this? Well, I guess I could get sick. You're like, oh, I'm not feeling good. I'm not gonna be able to make it. So I said, like, noticed I went to all these places where I wanted to have an excuse not to go, mm-hmm. rather than honoring what was light for me. So I called my mom and I said, hey, I just want you to know, you know, the kids are really begging me that they don't want to go. And, you know, it's on the table for us right now if we're going or not. I felt more comfortable lying and saying, oh, I'm getting sick and I'm not feeling good, rather than being like, you know, it doesn't feel light for us to come. So it brought up a lot in her world and like, oh, I'm super bad about it, and family and multiple phone conversations. What are you guys deciding now? What are you going to do? Like, so at the beginning of the week, I warned them. I said, you know, we're not sure right now if we're coming or not. So as the week is progressing, my dad is like pulling out all the stops and he's like trying to guilt me about it. Well, you know, I don't know what your take is on family. You know, I don't know what your point of view is about family, but it's really important to me. Right. And I'll go, oh, what is that? Wait, that's guilt. Mm-hmm. Ah, all the distractor implants holding guilt in place. I destroy and create all that. Ah, okay. Because a lot of times these things get sneaky, right? Like, oh, well, we really want you to come. Well, we work so hard. This is another thing he said. Well, we bought all this stuff for you. They bought another bed, like a blow up bed, to mm-hmm. Make the house nice for us to be able to stay with them. We've done all this work and we've put all this time in and we've gotten ready for you, right? Again, guilt. Huh. Okay. Well, all the distractor implants holding guilt in place. I destroy and uncreate all that. Whew. Okay. So another day goes by, he calls me again. He's like, okay, well, this is it. And now he's like really putting the pressure on for me to come. And he's like, okay, well, I'll rent you a car. It'll be more fun. It will make it really fun for you guys to come, or we'll buy you a plane ticket for you to come down. Like now, like all this sort of bribery is coming out. And like, yeah. And I was like, okay. Well, and so I told him, you know what, we're going to sit down. We're going to really talk about this and we're going to look at it. And I'll let you guys know. So yeah, last night I talked to my kids and I was like, listen, what would it take for you to want to go to Durango? And basically I was like, how about I pay you? Because I pay my kids to do a lot of things they don't want to do, because that's a great way to get them to do stuff I want them to do, that I want them to do. How can I make this worth your while? And basically it was like, no amount of money was going to make it worth their while. And I was like, wow, okay, that's a telltale sign, because like, if I was like, I'll pay you. No, I was like, ah, it is actually super light not to go. Okay. And then a lot of other things are happening there that I was like, oh, this is actually good. So one thing that happened, there's fires going on down there and they had to change the venue place. And now they were going to camp out. This is a long story, but I feel like I'm telling you guys a story to help you recover from the earlier pod pocket. So anyways, they were all going to camp out. Now because of the fires, they can't camp where they wanted to camp. They're all camping on my parents' property now. And that is like so much more people. And so I was talking to my mom and I said, and she was like, yeah, honey, I'm not sure this is actually a good weekend for you to come. And wow. She started feeling stressed out because she knows that like, my daughter and I, we like this event is not a fun thing for us to do. It's actually like a lot of people and we don't like that. So she's starting to feel bad that now everybody is like going to be at the house, because we were going to be at the house and everybody was going to be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So now like that's transpiring and like, it's like the universe is starting to create these things. Is like, it's getting lighter to say no. Getting lighter. Awesome. To be like, oh yeah, this actually isn't working out. Yeah. So I talked to my kids, they don't want to go. So I called my parents today and I said, listen, we've really decided we can't come. I've done everything that I know how to do to see like if they really want to come. My dad, who was like adamantly adamantly, strongly, like guilting and bribing and like these things about trying to get me to come. He said, "You know what, honey? I really think that that's really great. Thank you so much for working so hard. And I really think that that's the right decision for you not to come." I was like, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
The day before. Yeah. He was guilting me in that I'm not coming. iPod, all those distractor implants. The next day he's saying, "You know what? You're right. And I really think you are making the right decision. And this isn't the thing for you guys. And we really want you to come when it's fun for you." And that, yeah, it does. It doesn't feel good. And I was like, oh my God, you guys, the tools work.
Yeah, exactly. I was just thinking the same thing. The tools actually work when you use them, right?
Exactly. When you use them. And so I'm going to come back to this, like how much do you avoid? And this is we use a lot of unconsciousness to like we start in on doing like, oh, I'm going to podpock all my judgments. And then like 2 minutes later, you forget that that's what you're doing. Like this is work. We're doing the work. So anything that doesn't allow you to like start to remember or sit down and do it, or, you know, whatever it is that keeps you from doing the work, will you destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, online, shorts, boys, and beyonds. I will put a plug in. I am having a class coming up. It's going to be a month-long thing, but each week, it's a weekly thing, but it will equal a month, and each week we are going to diligently do some tools. So we will be destroying and uncreating judgments mm-hmm. of our body, judgments of our mind. No, ooh. That's funny that just came out. Judgments of our mind, judgments of money is what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Judgments of who we are. So
awesome.
It's going to be a 4-week thing, and you can sign up for any of those. And every day you will be, I'll be giving you some strong talking, and we'll sit down and do the work. So if that sounds fun for you, definitely like link up with me somehow. Okay. However you want.
I will put your website address on the somewhere.
Yeah. You can find me. Facebook is probably my best way to communicate with everybody. So if you like awesome. Me, find me on Facebook. And then send me an instant message. So going back to the work in your mind and allowing and receiving. Cool. Sometimes it helps me to say things, and I check in with your energies about it. So cool. So everything now, do you notice that your body is still like relaxed?
Mm-hmm.
It's still receiving. Cool. Would you be willing to like have this with your body and like all the time?
Yes.
Yes. So cool. And everything that doesn't allow you to have that, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, park, paddle, nine, shorts, boys, meons. Your body's going to give you information. Rather than taking that information and turning it into barriers or like, or refusing that information, would you be willing just to allow it, to receive it, to allow it to move through right on by?
Yes.
Cool. Good, bad, right, wrong, park, paddle, nine, shorts, boys, meons. So that's that part about receiving. Like when I asked you, what are you the source of? There's mm-hmm. movement and there's energy. That's all. Receiving is just the movement and energy. So when you are tight, when your shoulders are tight, when you're like contracted around something, you're not allowing the energy to move.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an energetic being.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
So everything that is, that doesn't allow you to be an energetic being that has the ability to constantly move and change energy, where you think you're like fixed or finite anywhere, will you destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Cool. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. My kiddo is trying to get a hold of me real quick, so I'm going to text, but you talk.
Okay. Tell yeah. So the gift that Mira has for us is a wonderful MP3 of the call that she did, and I listened to it today. It was
awesome. Did you? Great.
I did, yes. And I think it was around create your possibilities or something like that.
Future possibilities.
Create future possibilities. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And so that will be, I will be sending that to you via email. When I send out the replay information, everything, there'll be a link to download that. It's amazing. You want to listen to it. It's not just, it's the, you know, clearings and processes, but there's also a energy process in it as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really good. So.
The more you can practice lowering your barriers, and on that call, we do it for a little bit longer, and you take what you're trying to create and bring that in there. So yeah, that call is really great. But that's, I'm always going to try and say the same things, and the same things are relax.
Mm-hmm. Lower your barriers. That's one of my favorite tools now.
Yes, mine also.
Because I find that I have a lot of barriers up. A lot of the time. So it's like constantly reminding myself, barriers down, just barriers down, right? And it's been working. It helps a lot.
Good.
We
are so quick to put our barriers up to match somebody else's barrier. Mm-hmm. So everywhere you're mimicking somebody else's barrier, which is like, just don't do that. Like you don't. Would you start to be willing to see how many people have barriers up to you? Like, what is actually yours? That tool of like, who does this belong to? What if those barriers are not really yours? Woo!
Yeah.
So everything that is, we've been
agreed. Yes.
Woof. What if your natural state of being is barrierless? Wow. Oh my God, that makes me so happy.
I know, I love that. Oh my God. Yes, thank you. It's not barrier, it's barrierless.
Ah, God, yeah. So anything that doesn't allow that to show up for you guys more and more and more and more, we're just trying to create it.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, so anywhere where you've bought some weird story about like that you have to use barriers for protection, will you now destroy and create that?
Yes.
Cool. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Because the only thing you're protecting yourself with barriers is receiving more receiving. So how many barriers to money do you have? Everything that is, we destroy and create it.
Yes. Ouch.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. How many barriers do you have to your body? And everything that is, we destroy and create it.
Oh my God, I'm feeling sick now. Yes, thank you.
And how many barriers do you have to the universe? Oh, that one makes me cry a little inside. Everything that is, we destroy and create it.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine shorts, boys, meons. How many barriers do you have to nature? Boop. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, girls. How many barriers do you have to you? And everything that is, we destroy and create it.
That one makes me cry.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, girls.
You know, Dane had given me a process in Copenhagen about freaking comfortable distance. I'm still running it, and obviously. I think I still need to run it some more.
Sometimes these things, it takes a while. Like we want everything to be done like right away. Mm-hmm. However, like Gary has given me a process that I ran for 5 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes us a little while to get out of our stuff that we've created for trillions of years.
True. Yes. Thank you.
No judgment.
So all the judgments that came up around that. Mm-hmm. Destroy and create it all. Get bad, right, wrong, fat, fuck, online, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And return to sender, please. With consciousness attached. Get bad, right, wrong, fat, fuck, online, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah,
we're doing the work. And what if this is actually the easy way?
I'll be honest, this past couple of weeks has not felt easy. So it's like, what?
But what if it is? Yeah. What if this is actually the easy way?
Yeah. Got it. You're right. Yeah. So yeah, keep doing the work. And all those questions that Mira mentioned at the beginning, you're going to have to watch it again.
But I can't remember at all.
No, me neither. I don't know what they were, but, you know, destroy and create all the judgments, all the projections, and there's some other stuff, you know. Do it. Because the more that you do it, it will get lighter and lighter. But, you know, you have to do the work.
Lighter. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you do have to do it.
And, you know, if you want to call it play, call it play, call it whatever you want, but there is no getting around doing the work. And this goes for any modality or anything that's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. You cannot ignore it. And that's one of the reasons why I do these shows, is to enforce and reinforce, or just let you know that there are all these different tools that you can use to get clear of whatever is holding you back from really creating your life, being all that you can be, having the life that you desire. You have to do the work.
It is. It's very true. I mean, like, it is, you can have it. And that's like, I mean, some people I think might be afraid of that they actually can have it. You can actually have everything that you desire.
Oh, I have a lot, but I don't have everything yet. I'm pretty good, but I don't have everything yet. So it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. There's still some stuff there that I'm working on. But you can. And that's the thing. You know, are you willing to have everything? Are you willing to have it all? Are you willing to be you and have ease and joy and fun and peace and love and happiness, whatever it is that you desire and that you want? Are you willing to have it? Mm-hmm. Are you committed to yourself? Are you committed to your life, committed to your creations? You know, and that's what it comes down to. Are you committed to you? And to having whatever it is you want.
Yeah. And anything that doesn't allow you to commit to you, we destroy and create that.
Yes.
Revoke, rescind, recant, renounce, denounce, destroy and create it. Any place where you've already committed to everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Everywhere you committed to somebody else and you can never commit to you, we destroy and we revoke, rescind, recant, renounce, denounce, destroy and create all those oaths, vows, commitments, communities, binding contracts.
Yes. Thank you.
And whatever else. Good, yeah. Bad, right, wrong, whatever.
Yeah, because, you know, in all time, spaces, dimensions, and realities, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mostly past lives.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah. So everything that is. Good, bad, right, wrong, clap, puck, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Awesome. So any other last words of wisdom for us? So when is this art of everything starting?
Oh, like in 2 weeks. What are we in? We're in June.
June 7th.
Yeah. So I'm going to start the month in July.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So I guess we are just at the beginning of the month. Or maybe at the end of June, I'll start it. So yeah. Awesome. Friend me on Facebook and then you'll see it.
Awesome. And when you have it, Mira, let me know and I'll post about it and share about it too.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You know?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So that as a reminder and with... also with a link in this stuff too, so that, you know,
go back. And I will warn you, as you may have experienced, my type of facilitation is a little bit different than a lot of other facilitators out there. Like, I really like to cut to the chase and get you on track for you. You know, I'm not here for, like, I'm here for me, and for me is consciousness. So I'm here for consciousness, and I will do whatever it takes to contributing to having more consciousness on this planet. If you desire to have more of that.
So what were you doing on Facebook? You were doing something recently on Facebook, and you were like, I can't even get the wording of what it was, but it was like.
Oh, whammy?
A whammy, and
Smackdown?
There was something.
Strong talk?
Strong talk. That was it.
Strong talks. Yeah. Yeah. Right now I'm running a special. It's $25 for 15 minutes. I will honor country pricing on that. So if you guys are, if you have Indian friends that want that cheaper, that's half off. But so a whammy and a strong talk is like really like, yeah, I sit with you. We look at like, what is it that's really holding you back? And like, I'm really good at cutting through all the stuff. Going like, wait, no, there it is. Look at that. And then building that. And usually people can't handle more than 15 minutes. So that's why it's 15 minutes. As you have seen on this call, it gets a little bit intense if I don't have other stories to like fill with.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's 15 minutes and it's like, get to the strong place and then I let you go.
Yeah, no stories. Just get to the main point of whatever it is. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, because I had seen your post and, you know, and you were even like, you know, I had asked something. I don't even remember what it was now, whatever it was. You know? But, oh, it's like, yeah, I could use some strong talk. But thank you. And so you can see that on Mira's post as well.
Mm-hmm. And I will say this, if you are listening to this in the future, mm-hmm. I will honor that $25 because it goes up June 15th. But if you listen to this and you say, hey, I heard you say that, I'll honor that $25 price because on June 15th, it will go up. It continues to go up until I have it where I want it.
I love it. Thank you. All right. Yeah, I think we are good. We run a little bit over, but that's okay. So, but thank you. And I will share the video and audio shortly in the email. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on my podcast. Take a look for it there, as well as the link to Mira's free gift, which, like I said, you really definitely should listen to it, okay? And go back and listen to this again, watch it again, and home play. What kind of call it? Home play.
Yes, home play it out.
Do the home play, all right?
With it.
if you really want change and you really want to shift what's going on, do the home play.
Do the work.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you guys for playing. It was awesome. I'll see you in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I know you're all fried, but thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. See you soon.
Yes. See you soon. Thank you, Renata. See you soon. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, everybody. All right. Bye for now, everyone. Until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessing always. Bye for now.
Bye.